Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Happy Monday, gang. And Lori will be back tomorrow.
I think Lori's traveling. She's the only person that doesn't have COVID.
Right. Well, we already had it.
I know.
Earlier in the month.
I suppose.
Yeah.
So you're in the free pass period.
We are.
I had it in January, so I'm probably rounding the corner to needing to do things again.
It's out there.
I know.
It is out there. All right. So last we spoke was Thursday. I learned how to make a smack burger or a shack burger from you.
Smash!
A smash burger.
Smash burger. I'll never, well, not never, like a juicy, big, fat, grilled burger.
Yeah.
Was like my dad's specialty. And I always, when I have a burger like that, think of my dad. And they're usually medium rare inside and juicy and all the things, which is great. But this idea of a smash burger that is a quarter pound that you can cook in literally 3 minutes.
And I love frying pan hamburgers my whole life.
Oh, my mom made them.
I'm a frying pan girl. I don't really have a grill anymore, except for at the cabin. And I'm a frying pan steak maker. I'm a frying pan girl. I just fry.
Do you like baste your steak with butter and do all that?
Or do you put the butter on it.
Oh, yum.
I love a frying pan.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you use cast iron?
No, I don't have one.
You need one.
And I feel like I had one earlier in my life, but I thought it was too heavy. That's how I felt about the old Kefalon pans too.
Yep.
They were too heavy. And I'm like, I need more lightweight things.
Except if you are cooking
serious stuff,
you need a cast iron. Just one. And you can get this, like, not the super small one, not the egg size, but the next size up. Because you're just cooking two things usually.
I know. All right. So you guys, first of all, before anything, we need to give a shout out to Brittany. It's her birthday.
Hey, it's your birthday. You're going to party like it's your birthday. Going to drink Bacardi like it's your birthday.
And, you know, she's very, very due with that baby.
Do we know if it's a boy or a girl?
We know it's a girl.
Okay.
It's a girl. And
I feel sorry for her. Just kidding.
Oh, no. Jeez. Wait, that's a whole other thing.
But it's someone that I have a girl. You have two boys.
I have two boys.
The girls really love their dads.
Mm. I have boys.
And they really love their mom.
They really love their dad.
I suppose. And it's not like Ellie doesn't love me, but the connection, you know, I get
the... Maybe it's us.
It could be, Julia. I get the emotional baggage. I get the, you know, upset calls. Dad gets the fun motorcycle talk and let's go have a beer and play pool.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, no one's going shopping with me or doing any of that fun girl stuff.
I know. I'm missing my bracelet. There's that.
So she's a Gemini. No, maybe she's a Taurus. Do we know?
No, she's a Gemini. It's Gemini because your birthday's coming up.
I'm a Gemini too. Yes.
This weekend.
Yep.
It's also my friend Pat's birthday, if you're listening. Happy birthday. Today's a big birthday. It's birthday times are happening here.
Okay, maybe during the break, I'm going to pull up our horoscope and we'll read it for Brittany.
We're going to find out what's happening. Okay, so did you do anything fun or eat anything great over the weekend?
Oh, I did. Yes. Well, it was Art of Whirl, which...
Did you go?
I whirled and whirled and whirled.
Okay, tell me. Did Kurt go?
Yes.
Okay.
And Art of Whirl is what happens in primarily Northeast Minneapolis in the Cascade Arts Building, in the Northrop King Building. There's like these big buildings that house lots of artists, but it's not just confined to that. It's outside. It's at the breweries.
It was a sunny day. While cold, it was sunny
on
Saturday.
It was very chilly, but lovely. Just to walk around, to see. When Minneapolis is great, it's great.
And
I felt like that. Like, this is my Minneapolis. Like, you just got that good, warm feeling. so many people, families, single people, young people, old people, every
Jess
people.
Jess was there.
Yeah,
I think
it was
a
great.
A lot of people were there.
The art was great. There were lots of food trucks. That was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
We went, we had a beer at Able. We had a beer at Indeed. We went to Grumpy's. We went to the 1029. We kind of just
did
a whole
day.
Afternoon
How
of it.
How fun.
It was super fun. And the art, you know, again, I love this show because you can find something that's a couple $1,000 or something that's $10 or
exactly.
something for everyone.
Exactly.
I will say fashion is at a really funny moment in my mind.
Okay, tell me what.
There are like so many acceptable decades of fashion right now. Because we have, like, there was a whole parking lot of vintage vendors and the 70s clothes, the
Huge.
T-shirts, the hip huggers, the crocheted, all of that is back in. So then is the 80s, the early 80s,
the
like
neons.
The prairie dresses oh. and the Laura Ashley, like real early 80s. But then the late 80s, early 90s, the neons, the jumpsuits, the platform boots.
Like, why does that bug you? Because it's just,
no, I just
love everything.
Everything is in style. Mm-hmm. That's what I think is so cool about it. I, no matter what I wear, I mm-hmm. feel like I can finally be in style. Now I have to want to be in style.
But you didn't wear your jean skirt today.
No, but see, you could. Jean skirts, remember? I mean, I used to have denim everything. I had a denim jumpsuit. I had a denim jean skirt. I had a short one. I had a long one. Wait. I had a prairie style one.
Wait.
Oh, the chambray shirts. You were the queen of the chambray shirts.
I loved them.
Nobody had more chambray shirts than you. For
I
real.
Like a chambray. I like an oversized shirt, though, period.
Still, white.
Still,
give
I love
me
them.
A big, classic, white, oversized shirt. The Gap still has a good, Athleta has a good, plain, white shirt.
And you know who else does?
Brooks Brothers?
Men's
no
stores.
Iron?
Yeah. Men's.
Yes.
Men's, because they have really a lot of them. I bought a really cute one in Ever Eve. Oversized.
And you can tie it or you can just
that.
Not tuck it in.
That's
or wear
just like
it
the easiest look.
I will say too, we are still in the leggings as pants and bras as tops phase.
Uh-huh.
There was a lot of that. And if you are someone that
Rachel's in that age group.
Yeah.
I bet this
if
is
you
what her friends
enjoy
are. She's just smiling.
People that mm-hmm. leave nothing to the imagination, this is your time. Because there was a lot of that. Also, a lot of shapes. Like, everybody oh. can be whatever size. I thought of that girl in Shrill.
Yes.
Who Addie. She just has the cutest clothes, and she just makes my heart warm. There was every just size of person, and everyone belongs.
I saw my first time different size mannequins.
Oh, yes.
I saw that for my, like, very first time.
And if you, like, look in some of the catalogs, like, I mean, it is
everybody's
all sizes
represented.
Now.
It really
and
is.
And it finally
They've
feels
done it.
It's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They really have done that.
And when you see, like, I saw this super cute outfit, because I think I've lamented that my clothes are abysmal. And it was, like, on a size 2 lady who was 5'10". And they were like, this model's wearing a size 2. And I'm like, okay, I'm 5'7 and a mm-hmm. large, so... Mm-hmm. This is not representative of me in the least. This isn't going to look good. I'm going to have to get it hemmed or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the real representation.
It's really pretty amazing right now that how there's something for everybody. But there's when we come back, I want to know if this wedding was for everybody. I am so intrigued by the wedding that took place in Italy over the weekend. And there's a lot of details that I don't know if people know about, but the devil is in the details.
Sure
and
is.
People are mad about it. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Lori and Julie on My Talk. We'll be right back. All right. Thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. All right. So I don't if you were under, ground for the weekend, you might not know that Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker got married.
Okay. For those people that aren't following this like we are following this, can we just identify that this is the not one marriage, not two marriage, but this is the third ceremony these people have had.
It is. Well, the first one was a drunken one, but they decided to
in
let
Las
us
Vegas.
Know about it.
Okay,
so that was
yep,
just a
it was
late
still
night
a paparazzi
yep.
situation.
Well, wherever they go, it's a paparazzi.
I guess.
And then the second one was so this one would be
the courthouse.
The courthouse, and then this one was
which
in
technically
Italy.
Was the real marriage.
Right. Right. And so now they got married in Portofino. And we're talking about Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. And the thing about this wedding is that First of all, how fun to get married in Italy. If you had all the money in the world and your whole family and everyone you love could come, how fun is that?
Italy is a pretty special place.
How fun is that?
And Portofino is like the picture. If you look in a picture book and you see all these houses with all the different colored houses on this super azure blue water.
It's amazing.
It's just, that's where it is.
It's beautiful. Fantastic. I mean, so right there, It's amazing to be a Kardashian. So, but Dolce & Gabbana did all the clothes for the entire family for the wedding. And so the first scandal is that, first of all, I looked at the pictures and Courtney got married in a short mini dress like she did in Santa Barbara for her courtroom marriage.
It looked like a corset.
Yeah. And then with this huge, long, beautiful lace veil with the centerpiece is the Virgin Mary.
Because that's what you want when you get married, a reminder of the Virgin Mary, especially after you've had, and this is, I'm sure, super judgy, but she's had three kids. Like, what is the Virgin Mary symbolism?
I'm going to tell you. It's what the reason. Okay, so here's the couple things. So the symbolism for the Virgin Mary on this huge train, you know, long train veil that was, you know, the dress was nothing, but the veil was everything, was the tattoo that Travis Barker has on the top of his head. Now, if you remember, he was in the plane accident yep. and burnt over 75% of his body and has tattoos absolutely everywhere to cover up the scars. But people have been offended about that. Catholics are offended that she used the Blessed Mother in her outfit during the wedding. People, Catholics, have said extremely offensive to them. And also followed up with, I have the right to be offended by it if I want, you know, kind of. So, which I thought was interesting. But Barker, for his part, has recently talked to Vice Magazine and said, I was raised Catholic. I got the Virgin Mary tattooed on my forehead when I was 18 and 19. I was brought up Catholic. I pray to God. I believe in God. And that he put it on the top of his head is that's just my feelings. Thoughts? Do you care?
Fine. No, I do care somewhat. I don't care that he put it on his head because that's mm-hmm. his right. And if he's, right? that's his expression.
Do you think people have the right to be outraged or just get over it?
Well, yeah, people can be outraged. They're outraged. Remember when Madonna was writhing over with the
cross, the crucifixion.
Yes. So whenever it's something Catholic and people are using it in whatever is not perceived as the right Catholic way, yes, people are outraged. I guess the marriage veil seems odd. Travis has that on
the
his
mini
head.
Dress.
Yeah, because it didn't seem elegant or beautiful or even really classy.
It was trashy.
It was very trashy. And very, then, very trashy.
And then all the Kim and Chloe both wear black lace to this wedding. And black, we do, but they look like they were going to an Italian funeral.
Well, and she also wore on the second wedding the black corset situation with the little veil.
I'm not going to do this if I ever, 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 ever get married again, doubtfully. I promise you, I'm not wearing a black corset mini dress.
Yeah.
With a veil.
And just these people have more money than God. And
how can't you find something a little classier?
And like, if you were, like, it's fun to dress fun. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be a total prude. It's fun to dress fun. But this is your wedding, and it is super televised and photographed. And maybe, like, you just wanted to, she always looks stunning.
Oh, I know. And are we, it's 651-641-1071. If you think we're so out of line and get with it, ladies, you sound like two old hens.
We do. Because we do sound like old hens. Just hens, not old hens, just hens.
Just hens. Is this the look now to wear a mini dress?
I like them together. I think they're really in love. That's all great.
Too.
I just want them to stop with the PDA. Stop
Why
trying so hard. Why are they trying so hard?
Well, this was for the Hulu TV show that no one's watching.
Okay. And like, so, if that's the thing, but you had to get married three times and put the Virgin Mary on your veil and basically swallow each other every time you're in public, literally. There's nothing more they could do short of her maybe giving an Immaculate Conception on the sidewalk.
Right.
Like, it's just too much. It's just too much.
Does the PDA bug you that much? Because in Sex Monday later today, we're going to be discussing PDA.
Yeah. I don't need to see it. I watched a couple this weekend practically insert.
Really?
Yep.
In the mouth? Like tongue?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. And Kurt and I were just like, wow. That's fast.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Fascinating. Like, great. Climb all over each other. That is just hot. You do that. And you want to do it in your car. Like, whatever. And kissing is fine. But yeah, no. Why? Nobody needs to see all that. And some people just get off on the idea that they're doing it in public. And that's a thing, too,
that's
I
a
guess.
Thing too. All right. So we're going to find out if we're hens.
We are.
And not old hens at all. So let's talk to Kay. Kay, you're on My Talk. What did you think about the fashions for the wedding? Hi, Kay. Oops. She's coming.
Kay. I already know how Kay feels just by the fact that her name is Kay. Because that name is of a certain era. She might be on our side.
Kay, are you on? You're on My Talk. Not are you on My Talk. Hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good. What did you think of Courtney's wedding dress and veil?
Well, this is what I'm thinking at all about Courtney is she used to be kind of a classier Kardashian.
Yeah.
And I think she's trying to be like 20-year-old hip biker chick now to be like Travis.
Right.
And I'm kind of missing her beautifulness that she used to wear. She's kind of gotten a little raunchy.
Yes.
And so I guess I would like to have seen her in something a little bit more, I don't know, like I said, like you said, there's so much she could have chose from.
Right.
And I'm just looking at what she wore to the, you know, in the U.S. to the chapel and then, or the courthouse.
Yeah.
And what she wore here. And I just am thinking that, like I said, it's just like, I don't like it at all. And I like how she used to dress. And I feel like now she's just trying to dress really edgy all the time.
Right.
And I think she's very beautiful. And she could dress a little better.
Yeah. Kay, we are so with you. Thanks for calling us and have a great afternoon. Let's talk to Tracy. Tracy, you're on My Talk. What did you think about Courtney's fashions for her wedding nuptials this past weekend? Hi, Trace.
Hi.
What did you think about her fashions?
I thought it looked terrible.
I know.
I don't have a problem with a short dress, but
right.
I don't even think it fit her. I thought it looked too small.
Yep.
And that she was just stuffed into it.
Because she was drowning in the Virgin Mary veil.
And wouldn't you, if you had that kind of money, make sure it fit you perfectly?
Oh, I absolutely think so.
Yeah. It was, okay.
It didn't look like it was made for her. It looked like it was made for somebody a couple sizes smaller.
Which, well, I'm glad you're not seeing me today because people are going to say the same thing about my jeans. But I think you're right. I totally think you're right. And I like what Kay said, too, before you, Tracy, is she kind of said she was the classy one and she thought all of her siblings were so nonsensical.
Yes.
And now she's turning into, like, pay attention to me, pay attention to me.
And you wonder,
so it's a change.
You wonder if she has to, like, if that turn happened when Scott Disick was, like, with every 20-year-old girl in Malibu. Because, I mean, that couldn't have felt good.
No, it couldn't have. Thanks, Tracy. All right, we've got Claire. Let's get Claire. Claire, you've got the last word on this. What did you think?
Well, ladies, my comment is, A, once again, Kris Jenner has done it. Everywhere is talking about, you know, this poor woman and her short dress and
you're not
Italy
wrong.
And yep. Once again, she's getting married. And, you know, all the other callers were right. You know, what happened? She was the classy Kardashian. I could actually read an article if she was part of that article. I could actually turn
yes
on something.
We got to go. We got to go, but you are so right. And we're going to kind of summarize what you said, Claire, after the break, because you are so right. She was the one that kind of kept us glued to that family. All right, people, we are back. That's Doja Cat and The Weeknd. And we were talking before the break. And thanks, people, for weighing in, Kay, Tracy, and Claire. And Claire got cut off because, you know.
Commercials.
We have to take breaks around here. But she was really just saying, genius on Mrs. Kardashian, whatever her name is right now. Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Mrs. Kardashian's sister. But that she obviously had it planned out that Dolce & Gabbana was going to do everybody's clothing well in advance. I agree that Kourtney used to be the sane one that made all these other kooks in the family kind of look like they were level-headed, and she'd roll her eyes at her siblings and stuff. But yet she, I think...
her and Kourtney have switched roles.
Yeah.
Because now Kourtney's the sane one.
No, Kourtney isn't the sane one anymore. I feel like Kim is. Kim seems a little more sane than Kourtney. Kim seems more conservative than Kourtney. Kourtney's just... And this must just be 40-year-old hormones, crazy in love with a guy. They had matching leather jackets that they wore after the wedding, white ones, you know, Mrs. Barker, Mr. Barker.
Yep.
And I just think she, while her fashion sense is a little off right now, I think she is so happy.
I will say, I thought Kris Jenner's outfit for the wedding was beyond gorgeous.
She looked gorgeous.
It was magical. She looked, she looks
70
amazing.
Years old. She looks amazing.
She's like Jane Fonda looking.
Yeah. Just amazing. Amazing. Well, the other thing is, you know, Pete Davidson wasn't there because it was the final episode of SNL. And he had to do it because he was saying goodbye. He's leaving. But her nails, I just want people to know, she did do a tribute to Pete. She had long pink nails on. And on her wedding ring finger, she had it bedazzled with gold little Swarovski crystals with a P.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So she gave him a little shout out.
I mean, can't you just text him? Good luck today.
But I mean, I think everyone is looking for everything and everything, because I'm like, is he not there? Have they broken up?
I don't get him.
This is so dumb.
I don't get him. I know Lori would be here and she would say he has the BDE,
yep,
which is the big Schwanson Gruben energy.
Yep.
But no, thank you.
He makes her laugh.
I don't even think he's funny.
He makes her laugh.
He looks like a ghost to me. Well, he always looks like he needs to sleep for about 12 years.
Some people. Have really white skin.
Yeah, it's not even that. It's just the dark circles. He just looks like he needs to sleep.
That's okay. Thank you for your...
I'm glad, too, that he's off. I loved the movie he did that was a biography of himself.
The King of Staten Island.
Yes, I thought that movie was good. It was good. It was quiet.
Yeah.
But it was funny. It was good. It was about a divorced family, so I could really relate when the stepdad shows up and starts trying to parent you and how that feels. So I, like, the guy's talented. I get it. I just, like, bye.
You had to have the step family with step siblings.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Because we didn't have any of that. We got the stepdad and then the second stepdad, but we never had the step siblings.
The siblings were fine. That was actually kind of one of the best parts.
Right.
We got another sister that we liked, and she was fun, and she was young. She was little when she came into our lives. And then my dad got remarried and had two boys, which was also fun. And now they're having kids of their own, and that's kind of keeping things lively.
Yeah.
But yeah, when your mom's boyfriend moves in and you're 16, you're just giving no opportunity for him.
All right. So this weekend, Kate McKinnon said goodbye.
Did you watch her final spaceships?
We have it.
It's hysterical.
I know. We just have the audio. So she said goodbye. Adi Bryant said goodbye, and she's on Shrill on Hulu. Kyle Maloney said goodbye. Don't know who that is. Pete Davidson said goodbye. So four of them. I think Kate McKinnon and Adi Bryant, I mean, they're like the biggest losses, I think.
Do you think Kate is like iconic, as iconic as like a Jane Curtin or a Lorraine Newman?
I do too. She is the longest tenured female cast member in SNL's history.
Yeah, I think so too.
She is brilliant. So we have the audio here, and here she is. She would always have a funny skit with aliens. And so here is her final encounter with aliens.
We've been in contact with the beings.
They have offered the U.S. government access to some of their technology if one of you agrees to go with them permanently.
Well, I can read the room. It's me, right? Sure. Why not? I always kind of felt like an alien on this planet anyway.
Got kind of choked up. You guys, it was an 8.5 minute long sketch.
Yeah.
If you just seriously want to laugh and don't watch it at work.
No.
It's okay. Super funny.
Because I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it is so funny, Julia. And I don't like, I like Saturday Night Live, but I'm, mm-hmm. It was funny. And then I sent it to my husband, who I could hear laughing in the bathroom.
Okay, fine.
It's funny. Eight and a half minutes of your life. And it's just amusing.
Okay.
It's a little crass, but it's funny.
But we can take that. But she, you know, she to me, out of all these, her facial expressions, her care, her impression, she did an excellent Hillary Clinton, Ellen DeGeneres. She did Barbara DeBruy. She did men. Who's the funny guy she did?
Oh.
She just did.
She did Rudy Giuliani.
Yes, he's hysterical.
With the eyes bugging out.
Yeah. She was just so good at face acting on top of knowing how to hold it. And not break, you know, she was just so good.
She was really good.
She was in the movie Bombshell, which if you haven't seen that movie is great.
I have not.
Okay, that's a great movie.
And about Roger Ailes and Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, and it wasn't about Megyn Kelly. It was about the Minnesota one before Megyn Kelly. Gretchen Carlson.
Thank you.
It's her story because she really is the one that blew the lid off everything with Roger Ailes and was fired from Fox News after that. But in Lori and I, when it was coming out, we're like, oh, too soon. I don't care. I don't want to see this. That is a great movie.
Okay, I'm going to watch that.
It is a great, and it gives you a peek into Megyn Kelly, who is the rising star.
Yep.
So, but that is a great movie. And I think Kate McKinnon will obviously be in other movies and stuff. Pete Davidson is planning to be an actor too. Addie Bryant?
I don't know for sure.
But she does other things.
Her show, Shrill, on Hulu is really good.
Yeah.
Really funny.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, Julia, you would like it.
I have to get it.
It's funny. It's about sort of the day-to-day trials of a bigger lady.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very amusing, very funny, very poignant, very heartfelt. You would like it.
I would like that. I got sucked into The Lincoln Lawyer.
I don't know about this.
Okay, this is on Netflix. And it's... Remember the movie The Lincoln Lawyer with Matthew McConaughey?
Yes.
And he was in New Orleans. And I don't know that these have anything to do with each other.
Right.
Okay. Because why this guy is called The Lincoln Lawyer in this new series, which has this really hot actor, and it has a gal from Ugly Betty on it. It has a lot of good people. It's a lawyer show.
Procedural?
Yep. And someone gets killed right away, and what happens? It's very good, but there were two references in it. He's a Lincoln lawyer because he does all of his business from his Lincolns. He doesn't have an office.
Oh, I like those. Mm-hmm. Okay, so kind of like a...
he's edgy. Like a Bosch character.
And who is the guy?
He was married to...
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, Billy Bob Thornton's role.
Sounds like in Goliath.
In Goliath, thank you. Goliath, what is Goliath? It's terrible.
It's
Goliath,
just,
but he was so good. So it's kind of...
That show, the first season was great. The second season was beyond terrible. The third season was a little better. And then the fourth season, but by then nobody cared.
Oh, I loved it. I watched them all.
Okay.
I loved Goliath.
I liked it, but the second season was so bad, I couldn't believe it.
Well, right. That happens. But The Lincoln Lawyer is good.
Okay. All right. Have you watched the one with Michelle Dockery and Rupert Friend? Where he's the politician who's cheating on his wife.
In the Something of Crimes.
I'll find the name of it. It's a really good one, too. And it's only like 6 episodes. I like these short series that are based on books. Because they're beginning, middle, and an end. You can like invest 6 to 7 episodes. Be done.
The Lincoln Lawyer has David E. Kelly behind it.
Oh, I like him.
I love him.
Yeah.
He's always good.
Ally McBeal and how good that was. I mean, that was a fun show. I wonder if you can find that on Hulu.
I don't know, but that was a great show.
It was super fun.
It was. All right, so when we come back, people, if you want to tell us what you're watching, what you love, I know there's so many choices right now. Please feel free to call us, 651-641-1071. I always think it's think it's a great idea to share maybe what you're watching, because maybe it hasn't even tapped on our radar yet and we need to know about it. This is Lori and Julia. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, thanks for hanging out with us. It's Monday. Steph Hansen's here. Lori will be back tomorrow. All right, so we guess what? We don't want to know what you're watching if you don't want to call us. I'm just teasing.
No, we do want to know what you're watching.
I know, but, you know, people are busy. Okay, so tell me, Steph, if you want to call us and tell us what you're watching, please feel free. In the meantime, there is an article in the paper today in the Star Tribune that, hurry up, at noon today, the reservation line opened for the new restaurant, Mara, in the Four Seasons Hotel. Is that how crazy busy it's going to be that we need a news article about it?
Yes, because it's Gavin Kaysen's restaurant.
And who is Gavin Kaysen?
He is the owner and the chef of Spoon and Stable. He also has Demi, which is about a 28-seat, smaller counter, multi-course meal. And he's going to have two restaurants inside Four Seasons. He's going to have Mara, and then there's going to be a more like casual type of coffee shop sitch.
Okay.
I will say I do have a reservation for July 14th, so I can get back to you after July 14th.
Okay.
Now, Steph and Gavin are BFFs, so she'll probably get in there earlier than me.
Right.
There is a lot of interest, and this kind of isn't surprising to me, but okay, so pandemic, everything's closed. Nobody can go out. You're cooking at home. You're eating from your pantry. One of the predictions that we made coming out of the pandemic is that people were really going to be seeking out fine dining experiences because it's one of the few things you couldn't recreate at home.
Exactly. Okay.
So people would want multi-course meals. They'd want special event seating. They'd want chef's tables. They'd want smaller, intimate, usually higher priced experiences.
Sure.
And they might not go out to eat all month to pay for that one special thing.
Okay.
That kind of gone were the days of just like eating to fill your stomach.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Okay.
And people are going out for three things. Fancy dining, pizza.
Okay.
Fried chicken, mm-hmm. and burgers.
Okay.
Because those are all things that are hard to recreate at home.
Okay, got it.
Anything other than that, like sandwich shops or soup bars or just like people really are trying to do things that they can't do at home.
Well, here's why I go out. I want someone to wait on me. So on Friday,
but that has changed.
I'm going to share my experience. So Friday night, I went to Moulin Rouge, which, by the way,
is fantastic. I heard.
Oh,
I want to go, and I don't know if I'm going to get to, but I want to go.
It's through June 3rd, and there's matinees on the weekends. You know, there's a lot of options. It's just great. It's so super fun and great.
So good.
And went to three restaurants to try to get waited on because it was an 8 o'clock start. Downtown Minneapolis, and I'm not going to say what they were, but finally at the last one, had a seat at the bar and just waiting. And you told me this. It's just a whole different gig now.
Yeah, we're not in the place where we were with restaurants. For instance, you need a reservation. You need to plan ahead.
Yep.
Impromptu dining is pretty much done.
Right. That's what McDonald's drive-thru is for.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you, the customer, are not always right anymore.
Oh.
They literally don't care. They've had it up to here, just as a general statement.
Right.
They want to provide you hospitality, don't get me wrong, and they will. But if you're one of these like bossy boots who comes in and like you think that, nope, nobody got time for that, they have been busting their butts to try to stay open, to try to keep their staff happy, to try. I mean, it's just been crazy what restaurateurs have been putting up with. So they're just done. They have no capacity for you.
And I got it. And I got it loud and clear. And I didn't make a stink. I didn't do anything. I just placed
it. But it is a bummer.
I can't tell you how, because I started thinking, it is. It's a big shift.
And so, when you go into a restaurant and people care and like explain the menu to you and like the hostess greets you and like that old school way we used to be, and I mean like 2 years ago,
right?
It's noticeable. You are like, oh my gosh, because, you know, handing me something and saying the QR code's right there, you can order on your phone. And it's just it's a very different environment.
It really is. And you're right. I mean, staying open, not being able to be in business, having all those everything and then the employment stuff and then COVID. Right. I mean, it really
and
what
no
a
one's
cluster.
Open past 10, like trying to get food like later on. I do think we're kind of making a shift. And I do think that the restaurateurs that really lean into service, even if it's fast casual, even if it's like just a diner or a bar and grill, if they really lean into the service side because they've got enough employees or they pay their employees well or they have good training programs, like we're going to separate the wheat from the chaff, as it were.
Yeah, I would agree, because you want to be acknowledged even.
Yes.
I mean, it blew me away, and I was just like, oh,
it was evident at Art of World, like, there was one brewery who shall remain nameless, who the line was out the door and they literally could have cared less if you were there or not.
Okay.
Then there was another brewery that not only did they care, but they carted in advance so that it was a faster process. They had beer trucks everywhere stationed throughout their parking lot. Like, they were trying to make every single dollar they could to make it as easy as possible for you to drink their product. And you could just totally see the difference.
Right. You could see the difference.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there a... So as far as the restaurants, because I said I want to talk about the restaurant, you had a different one that you were thinking about. I can't remember what it was going to be. I don't know.
Oh, Petit Leon they had a review in the Star Tribune. That's Jorge Guzman's restaurant. It's a neighborhood kind of based in Mexico. He's a Mexican-American. So, like, he has an amazing cheeseburger, but also a lot of moles and some different kind of presentations. It was funny. There's a new reviewer at the Star Tribune who I actually do like, but it's like reading a book review, how sometimes when you get to the end of the book review and you don't really know if he liked it or didn't still.
Right.
He like seemed like he didn't like it, but then he gave it like 3.5 stars and there were things that he did like. So I like Petit Leon a lot. I think it's really inventive. I think Jorge does a great job.
Where's it located?
44th and Nicollet.
And you're right. So everything right now is you have to plan ahead.
Yeah,
there's no... for people like me.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no spontaneity.
And even
right
on takeout, like on a Friday night, if you want to get takeout and you like a lot of these places make you go online now and reserve your pickup window and stuff, like, forget it. I can't get in Golden Valley. I cannot get takeout if my life depended on a Friday night unless I planned ahead. So we just cook.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But also there's a lot of like HelloFresh and those cooking boxes like at Lunds and Byerly's, and people are really liking those. A lot of young couples, instead of going out to dinner, they're using these boxes and cooking and having like an
Target
experience at home. Yeah.
Like
local crate.
Yes.
Yep.
So you can just pick it up and do that.
We have Jack's pizzas in the freezer just in case we get into an emergency. And
you can doctor those up beyond.
Yeah, it's my favorite frozen pizza.
Same, Jack's. Jack's with some...
I like a Heggie's, but it always makes my stomach hurt because there's too much cheese.
There is too much cheese.
Yeah, and
but
so I just feel...
But like my kids like that, but I love a Jack's because it's just... You put some, you know...
Italian seasoning, some sliced onions, some jalapenos.
Some green little yellow peppers on it.
Oh, banana peppers.
Salt, do you salt and pepper your pizza?
Yes.
I just saw someone do that and I think, wow, what a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, do you ever make the pepperoncini beef?
No, what's that?
So you take that banana peppers, the whole jar.
Okay.
Or pepperoncinis, either or, doesn't matter, with the brine, and you put it with chuck roast in your crock pot and you pour the whole jar on top. And then if you have a packet of ranch seasoning, fine, throw that in there too. If you don't, just use some garlic powder or some garlic salt and you just crack that for about 6 to 8 hours on low.
Yeah.
It is like the best beef sandwich.
Oh, I'm excited about that.
Because the brine of the pepperoncini tenderizes the meat.
Oh, really?
It's fantastic. And then, like, if you have kids, it's not spicy when it's done.
Right.
So you can pick out the peppers and the kids don't even know it, and it's just hot beef.
And you, like, tear it apart. Does it
tear apart? With a fork. Like, yeah, just like a shredded pork would.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, that
sounds... It's so good.
That sounds so good. Yeah, I just get in food ruts. I started my cranberries, though. Remember how last week I was doing it for my memory? Remember
you were?
I did it today.
Okay, so you're drinking the cranberry juice.
I brought frozen cranberries, and I put in a little,
You eat things from, like, small cups, small containers with small spoons. Is this what we're doing?
But I tried it today thinking, okay, the memory's coming back.
But I think you have to do it, like, for 90
days. 12 days in a row.
Okay, I'm taking probiotics, so we'll let you know, because...
Right.
I need to get my gut health better, so we'll see how that goes.
We're going
to
see if we're going to
check in 12 days from now. I'll call you and how's your memory? And you're going to be like, how's your gut health?
What is happening? But back to the Moulin Rouge, it is worth it to go, people, because it's like one of the best musicals I've seen in a long time.
Oh, I want to go so bad. I'm going to go online and try to get
tickets. It's just clever. It's clever, clever, clever.
75 songs.
Well, I don't know how they did the licensing rights to all the songs. Because it blows you away how many there are.
It's very pop culture driven, too.
Beyond.
Like Lady Gaga and Elton John. Yes. And
it's so great. It's so great. And the movie's great, too, if you want to do that. All right.
So, sister.
You would love it, Steph.
Okay. All right.
You should take Ellie.
Maybe I will.
There you go. There's the mother-daughter thing that you've been waiting to do.
No pressure.
No pressure at all from the beginning of our show. And if you do want to get reservations at the new Four Seasons Hotel at Mara's Bar, you can. They're taking them today. And like you just heard, Stephanie went online and hers are July 14th. But I'm excited to go in there and see that place. And you can go in there for cocktails at the other place. Soka. Cafe Soka is the other place there. But that's opening June 1st. All right, when we come back... some people are talking about some people, and it's going to make those people kind of mad, and we're going to talk about that when we come back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk.